So hard to believe it is already November, which means we are halfway through the first semester at many area schools. Here to keep us up to speed on the headlines coming out of Milwaukee's classrooms is WUWM's education reporter Rachel Morello, who joins us in the studio every few weeks to chat about what's going on in education around southeastern Wisconsin. Hey there, Rachel.
Hey, Mitch. It's been a few weeks since we've done this.
It has. Great to see you again.
You too. So we know that a lot of people have attended parent-teacher conferences the last couple weeks, and hopefully you and everybody else has had a chance to sort of refresh and ready for another round of the quiz. So we'll start with what I call a review question. And if people listened to our last time around, which I did with Bonnie.
I was going to say, I was not here the last time around, so I might be in trouble.
She and I talked about this exact topic in our most recent segment. And that is that the University of Wisconsin System President, Ray Cross, introduced a plan last month to restructure the UW schools. And there's one step that still needs to happen in order to set that plan into motion. And that's set to happen next week. Do you know what that step is?
I don't have the slightest idea.
It was a vote to approve the plan by the UW Board of Regents.
You know, I should have gone with my first instinct. That was going to be my guess, but I was not sure.
That's all right. So the Board of Regents is the group that governs the UW system, and they're scheduled to vote at their monthly meeting this coming Thursday to approve this sort of merger that President Ray Cross has introduced. The plan's pretty comprehensive, and we've talked about it before, so listeners can find the details on our website. But just as a reminder, the sort of hallmark move is basically a merger or a bunch of mini-mergers. Cross wants to absorb the system's two-year colleges into the four-year schools. And the example I keep using is that UW-Milwaukee, as the big four-year school in our area, would absorb UW-Waukesha and UW-Washington County as sort of satellite campuses.
And these are specifically the UW two-year schools. These are not the technical schools.
Correct. The move is supposed to help boost enrollment at state schools, and Cross says even cut costs for students because they could start at a two-year school and transfer if they felt like it. It's been a pretty controversial idea among even some of the UW school chancellors. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. I'm 0 for 1.
That's okay. We got two more to catch up. So, Mitch, a new bill has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Assembly that's causing quite a stir. What is the name of that bill? I'll give you three options. Is it the Teacher Protection Act? Is it the Testing Limitation Act? Or is it the Student Lunch Rights Act? So teacher protection, testing limits, or student lunch?
I'm going to say testing limits.
Good guess, but it's actually the Teacher Protection Act. So it's a bill that just started making the rounds at the Capitol last week. It actually came out of the office of State Representative Jeremy Fiesfeldt, who's a Republican from Fond du Lac, and he chairs the Assembly Education Committee. And in essence, the bill does what its name indicates. It protects teachers from violent attacks by students. There have been some national statistics lately that show assaults and threats by students against teachers have actually been on the rise for the last decade. And Fiesfeldt says that Wisconsin's among the worst in the nation in terms of those sorts of attacks. So his bill would, among other things, require the police to share information with schools when students commit or are arrested for violent acts off of school grounds. And then schools, in turn, would have to share that information with the teachers who work directly with those students. It also includes some provisions that give teachers more power to initiate suspension against students, because normally that's something that happens on an administrative level. But critics say the bill would violate student privacy, and some argue it would disproportionately affect students of color and students with disabilities. And critics say it would be more beneficial to look at preventative measures like restorative justice programs rather than punitive action like this bill proposes.
All right, so I am 0 for 2 here, but I'm learning.
Yeah, you are. That's a good thing. All right, last question, Mitch. We'll see if you can get this one. Schools across Wisconsin are waiting on the latest round of state report cards. Those usually come out in the fall. What's different about this year's set of report cards? Is it A, individual schools will receive report cards, but districts will not? B, test scores no longer factor into school scores? Or C, voucher schools will receive scores for the first time?
I'm going to go C.
That's correct. Good job, Mitch.
I don't need a retake now.
No. Yeah. So Wisconsin's public schools and the districts that house them have received scores on report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction for years. They're a major tool in the accountability system here because they give sort of a snapshot of how schools and students are performing on tests, what their attendance records look like, things like that. And actually, schools in all three of the state's voucher programs, so Milwaukee, Racine, and the statewide program, have been easing their way into getting scores. Last year, they've provided the first set of data in terms of attendance and test scores. But this is the first time they'll get actual scores. The state gives every individual school a score based on a scale from 1 to 100, and there are corresponding ratings from needs improvement to exceeds expectations, significantly exceeds expectations. Voucher schools needed 2 years of data. The DPI needs at least 2 years of data in order to make a comparison and calculate growth. So it almost goes without saying that there's a lot of tension and competition between public and private schools in Wisconsin for funding and other resources. So many folks in the education community are eager to see how voucher schools will stack up against their public school peers on these report cards.
And these report cards are due when?
Well, they come out in the fall. That's that's what we are told. And we've been waiting on them. Maybe the higher volume of schools included is a reason for that.
Well, hopefully we will hear from you when those numbers come out.
Yeah, I'm planning on watching for them.
Rachel, thanks.
Thanks.
Rachel Morello is WUWM's education reporter. You can find her school-related stories on our website. That's also the place to go if you have a question to submit about education and learning in southeastern Wisconsin. Just visit us at WUWM.com/education and look for the question module.